public opinion not enough to save Solberg Airport. And then there were nine, and the FAA releases a roadmap to UAS operations. This is Aero News for Friday, November the 8th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. On Wednesday, November 6th, a crowd of about 500 residents and airport supporters attended a meeting of the Reddington, New Jersey Township Committee, held for the purpose of allowing public comment and committee deliberation on an ordinance concerning embattled Solberg Airport. This was the second reading of a measure which would authorize the township to proceed with condemnation of the airport. The meeting was continued from the previous Monday. According to an ANN reader who attended the meeting, during 3.5 hours of generally civil public comment, every one of the 50 speakers were opposed to the committee's continued efforts to condemn the airport. Most expressed the sentiment that the public officials should just, quote-unquote, leave the airport alone. Despite the expression of support for the airport and its owners, the Solberg family, the committee plans to proceed with an ordinance to condemn it. The committee claims it is taking this action to preserve the airport over fears it would be sold for development. But the Solberg family says the committee, quote, has no sincere desire to save the airport, end quote. For the first time since October 2009, the International Space Station is a crowded place. A new trio of Expedition 38 flight engineers opened the Soyuz and station hatches at 7:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday and were greeted by the resident six station crew members. The new station crew members are Mikhail Tayurin, Koichi Wakata, and Rick Mastrocchio. They docked to the RASVET docking compartment with the Olympic torch on board their Soyuz spacecraft. The torch will be carried outside on Saturday during a spacewalk before being returned to Earth with the Expedition 37 crew, who will undock on Sunday for their homeward-bound flight, ending a 5.5-month stay in space. The FAA has released its first annual roadmap outlining efforts needed to safely integrate unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, into the nation's airspace. The roadmap addresses current and future policies, regulations, technologies, and procedures that will be required as demand moves the country from today's limited accommodation of UAS operations to the extensive integration of UAS into the next-gen aviation system in the future. The FAA plans to select six UAS test sites to begin work on safely integrating UAS into the airspace. For the next several years, the FAA will continue to use special mitigations and procedures to safely accommodate limited UAS access to the nation's airspace on a case-by-case basis. The roadmap notes that this case-by-case accommodation will decline significantly as integration begins and expands. The roadmap outlines the FAA's approach to ensuring that widespread UAS use is safe from the perspective of accommodation, integration, and evolution. The FAA's main goal for integration is to establish requirements that UAS operators will have to meet in order to increase access to airspace over the next 5 to 10 years. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has called legislators to a special session beginning Thursday, November 7th, to approve a legislative package that the Boeing company says will ensure its new 777X and composite wing will be built in Washington State. Inslee wants legislators to approve the package in 1 week. Governor Inslee said that construction of the carbon fiber wing and assembly of the 777X would be a linchpin for future economic growth and thousands of jobs in the state. The aerospace industry in Washington generated $76 billion in economic activity last year. The 777 generated $20 billion in economic activity and supports 56,000 jobs. Police are investigating what may be a case of suicide by helicopter. A 61-year-old West Covina, California resident, Gregory McFadden, fell from a helicopter Tuesday. McFadden was the only passenger aboard a Robinson R-44 helicopter owned by a private company. He was pronounced dead at Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, according to the Newport Beach Police. The San Gabriel Valley Tribune reports that, according to FAA spokesman Ian Greger, McFadden apparently opened the door of the helicopter while flying over the ocean and jumped from the aircraft. He fell about 500 feet before impacting the water. McFadden's brother, Bradley, told the paper that Gregory suffered from chronic acid reflux disease. He had been on disability and had applied to get an operation to repair a valve between his stomach and esophagus, but was denied the surgery. An autopsy is being performed. When Aero News continues, upgrading an old Warbird, just in time for Christmas, but you'll need a big stocking, and holy turducken, Batman!
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Friday, November the 8th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A new U.S. Air Force contract with Boeing calls for the company to develop a modification to existing weapons launchers on the venerable B-52 Stratofortress so the aircraft can carry smart weapons in the bomb bay, allowing air crews to use the B-52's entire weapons capacity. Under the $24.6 million agreement, the aircraft's smart weapons capacity will expand by some 50%. Boeing will produce 3 prototype launchers for test and evaluation. Initial capability is expected in March of 2016, and potential follow-on efforts could add additional weapons and allow a mixed load of different types of weapons. The bomb bay upgrade will give the warfighter even more flexibility and enable the B-52 to carry weapons internally only, increasing its fuel efficiency in flight. American Legend Aircraft Company, just in time for Christmas, is offering its Legend Cub at a special price of just $139,970. For a limited time, that is, now through the end of 2013, new aircraft buyers can take delivery of a certified Legend Cub SLSA and save $6,000. With its classic Cub styling, the Legend Cub is legendary by design. It has a long-proven airframe and wing profile that continue to inspire pilots today. The Legend Cub is an evolution of the classic design with respect to its power plant, avionics, and modern materials, yet remains true in the spirit of the fun of flying. A break in the weather in the UK on October the 30th allowed the team at EGO, which is developing a single-space microlight airplane, to conduct its first flight. According to the company blog and Facebook page, test pilot Keith Dennison flew the Canard-configured airplane for about 30 minutes to an altitude of 4,000 feet at a speed of 80 knots. A second one-hour flight followed that initial takeoff. Specs listed on the website indicated that the EGO is powered by a 30-horsepower Roton Wankel engine. At a projected 100-knot cruise, it is expected to burn about 1.7 gallons per hour and have a range of over 300 nautical miles. Regulations in the UK governing such aircraft are different from those in the US. The company says that while it is classified as a microlight in the UK, the airplane would fall under the light sport category here in the US. On its website, the company says that they plan to offer an experimental version in the US, followed by LSA kits and completed airplanes. And with names available like Alter Ego or Super Ego, the company says it will be difficult to resist building a two-seat model of the airplane. Airlines for America, A4A, projects that 25 million passengers will fly during the 12-day Thanksgiving travel period upcoming. A4A expects the number of passengers traveling from Friday, November 22nd, through Tuesday, December 3rd, to increase by 1.5% or 31,000 travelers per day from 2012, and airlines are adding seats to meet the growing demand. Planes are expected to be more than 85% full on the busiest travel days, which are Wednesday, November 27th, with 2.42 million passengers, Sunday, December 1st, 2.56 million passengers, and Monday, December the 2nd, 2.36 million passengers. You know, it's news like this that makes me glad that my family's home for Thanksgiving is a short 3-hour drive away. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.